Shepherds, don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The angels announced to a group of shepherds that Jesus, the Son of God, had been born in Bethlehem and that he came to save the world from sin. There's never been a more important birth announcement made, and it's definitely worth singing about, because that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at wileysanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're batting 1,000 so far this week. Another great day today with lots of sunshine around. A very mild day with a high temperature up to about 64. Not bad in December. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, I think the high will be in the low 60s, but clouds will increase during the day. Chance of a late day shower, then rain becomes likely. Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night, and into early Friday before it ends, turns windy and much colder on Friday, first day of winter. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
December is food, family, fun, and a brand new 2019 GMC Acadia Denali. Sonic price at $39,993. Save up to $10,000 off the MSRP of $50,085. Only a classic Buick GMC Cadillac on 833 Eastern Boulevard, Montgomery. Well worth the short drive from Auburn to save thousands. GMC, we are professional grade. See full inventory online 24/7 at classicgmcbuick.com. Stock number KZ109536. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP with eligible trade-in and financing from GM with approved credit. All rebates to dealers. Dealer for details.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Merry Christmas from Sweet Creek Farms, your source for the perfect last-minute gifts. Fresh baked pies and cakes, jams and jellies, pecans, homemade candies and produce. Sweet Creek Farms has just what you need to keep Christmas happy and bright. Unique gifts and sweet treats will be a hit with your loved ones. Save 20% on gift cards now through Christmas Eve that can be used after Christmas. Whether you're looking for a last-minute hostess gift or a stocking stuffer, Sweet Creek Farms has what you need. 2 miles south of Montgomery on Highway 231.
Auto Save Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Auto Save Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Back in.
It's not unusual to
a couple of minor points here to make. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman are here every day. That's a major point. That is not a minor point. That is a massive point. The biggest point we'll make all day is that we're here from 9 to noon every single day, Monday through Friday. Well, almost every single day. We get vacation. We take some time. Second minor point. That was a major point. Minor point here. Highway 82 is a Well, let's just say if you're going west on, if your plan is to go west on Highway 82 from 31 to 14, maybe you get off on County Road 4 and take that over to Highway 14. I'm just giving you guys a little insight based on a listener tip and my analysis of the traffic maps we have here at Blue Water Broadcasting. If you're on Highway 82 and you're going east or west, there's some road work, some construction. It's very slow. It's at standstill at times. You can dip around that and zip doodly doo right around it by going down to County Road 4 and taking that over to Highway 14. Now, County Road 4 will take you closer to the International Paper Plant, which reminds me of one of the great stories I've ever told on this show. One of the great stories. I got an opportunity to tell it just the other day. Military people, they move in, they move out, they're here about a year, and inevitably that first damp day with a nice fog or a nice low cloud cover and wind just coming very gently from the north, the west-northwest into Montgomery, they smell what I smelled the first time I had a day like that in Montgomery. And I had to pick up the phone and call Don Markwell. I didn't know anybody else. It was the old days where they used to give the phone number. They said 272-9228, 1-800-289-9228, or star 1170 on your cell phone. That was when they were on the AM dial. And you could hit star 1170, and you could get right into the studio. So I did that. You can't do that anymore. Don't try it. It doesn't call here. But I did that. I called, and I said, "What is that smell?" He said, "What smell are you talking about?" I said, "It's kind of like a wet, mangy dog. It's in the wind." He goes, "Oh, that's Prattville." And it reminded me of that when somebody the other day on the Facebook page for my neighborhood said, "What is that smell?" And I thought, "It's Prattville." So I had to explain that it was the paper mill. The wind's just right. The cloud cover's low. The humidity's high. That pulpwood smell. Anyway, County Road 4 is going to take you closer to the IP plant. So you might get a whiff of Prattville. But that's a way around it.
Didn't Sublime do a song, "Ooh, That Smell"? Was it Sublime?
That wasn't Sublime. That was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
It was a long time before Sublime.
Okay.
So. I love Sublime, though. If they were less explicit, I would play more Sublime bumper music. But the Sublime bumper music we're allowed to play has so many edits, it just doesn't sound right. It sounds weird. Our number, 272-9228. It is Tuesday. It's 10:10. And that means we get a chance to talk to our good friend Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage, who's going to tell us that interest rates are not going up. They're actually going
down.
They're going down. Why are they going down?
Well, they went down the week before last. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, hey.
I'm glad they did. Don't get me wrong.
You can't predict this market. I mean,
yeah.
You know, what you anticipate to be common sense, what you anticipate to be common sense and what the market actually does is typically...
Yeah, I watch that 10-year note every day, and I noticed it stopped going up about 2 weeks ago for some reason, and I think it's because the Fed indicated they might pause on interest rates.
Well...
But the stock market's taken a 15 or 20% correction, depending on which indexes you're looking at.
Typically, when stocks go down, bonds go up,
right.
And mortgages are a bond.
Right, so they go up.
Well, when they go up, the actual rates go down. Everything. I mean,
yeah.
You know?
It's inverse.
Because, right.
Right.
Absolutely. So, when the market, the first day that the market closed, you know, low, that it made the news, is the same day that the rates...
kind of went down.
Plowed down.
Yep. How about that? That's interesting to me. What impact is that having on people's ability to borrow? Zero? I mean, do they qualify or they don't?
Typically, they qualify or they don't. But what it does is it allows... Their payment's going to be lower than what they anticipated.
So they can buy more house for the same payment.
Absolutely.
So now's a good time to get qualified.
Absolutely.
So you're
right
listening.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, you're listening. You think, maybe I'll buy a house in the spring. You say...
I say give us a call now because, I mean, we don't know what the rates are going to do in the spring. But even if they go back, well, which we know they will, but when they go back to the levels they were just 3 weeks ago.
They'll be higher.
They'll be higher, about 0.75% higher.
Yeah, that's serious.
Yeah, more than a quarter.
What if you bought a house like a year and a half ago and you've not yet called to refinance, because I keep telling you I'm going to call and I haven't, is now a good time to call?
Now's a good time to call. Of course it's a good time to call. But even if you say, well, the market, I mean, the rates haven't gone down that much. Well, good point.
Yeah.
But we offer more than rate.
Right.
I mean, you've got PMI and you've got term.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the lowest mortgage insurance in the industry.
No doubt.
Period.
No doubt.
Which means more borrowing power, which means lower payments. If you opened your loan through any other lender or any other bank, then you've got a higher PMI factor, so your payment's higher than what we offer.
Right. So you call you call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, and you save money. And right now you're getting just a momentary reprieve for the people who were procrastinating and or weren't Johnny on the spot.
That's right. And all of those listeners who have called, who had already called, and when the market went down, what do you think? We locked them lower than they expected, and that's our goal.
How about that? Over-deliver.
Absolutely.
How about that? Not everybody can do that, though.
Well,
because you've got the experience and the know-how and the knowledge, and you've been doing this a while. Not too long. Not too long.
No, not too long at all.
Not too long.
Wink.
I don't want to date you here.
Wink and nod.
I don't want. But I mean, you've been doing this long enough to know the tricks of the trade.
How long I've been doing this have to do with dating me?
No, I mean, I don't want to date you, meaning I don't want people think you're old. You're not. You know what I mean by that?
I think that's what they think when you said you didn't want to date me. Because you're young.
Oh.
Come on, boy.
Well, that happens.
Come on now.
Well, you know.
You know.
Well, but my point is, you've been doing this, 20-ish years. We'll just leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
20-ish years. And you've learned a thing or two about this business.
I've learned
You've seen the trends. You've been through multiple
up
markets and down markets, bear markets and bull markets, big markets and little markets.
But one thing's for certain. Our business continues to evolve and continues to produce no matter what the market's doing.
And you guys beat everybody else.
We do.
On customer service.
Absolutely.
It matters who you call.
It does matter who you call.
Yeah. Because when you get the lender on the other line, on the other end of the phone, you're either calling somebody who is a middleman or you're calling Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage.
I'll tell you that the listeners who have not picked up the phone and given us a call, and they've had an opportunity or an experience with any other lender, they can't even probably fathom, what do you mean? How's it any different? There's a big difference when you call Alabama Home Mortgage.
It's a big difference.
From your service
level,
from product knowledge, from expediency, how quickly we take your application and turn it into an approval and a closing.
Mm-hmm. I bought three different houses, and I've used three different mortgage lending services. I've never used a big box bank, but that's because I was smarter than that. I didn't want to go spend a bunch of extra money and pay unnecessary fees and all that kind of stuff, and pay too high of interest rate. But I've used three different services, all local, and I'm not knocking the other people. But you know, like when you eat a piece of pizza and it's just good pizza, but then you eat a piece of pizza and you're like, oh my gosh, this knocks my socks off. You knocked our socks off. I mean, it was such good personal service from the moment I first picked up the phone and said, hey, Kim, I think I want to buy a house in the next 6 months or a year, to the moment I said, hey, Kim, I think I found a house. Can you get me qualified on it to close?
Right.
I mean, it was
well, that's what we want.
So easy. So easy.
That's why we're there. I mean, anybody can be average.
Makes
anybody
a difference.
Can be. I mean, pretty much anybody can be average.
Right.
Okay. Average doesn't cut it.
No. Okay. It's Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. You're local. Everything stays here. You don't farm stuff out to India and China and all that stuff like
that's
some
right.
of the guys do. They do. You know, there's people that do that.
That's right. You're not talking to somebody in a cubicle that can run from you.
Right.
Okay? You're not talking to somebody in a cubicle that just came out of the training program on originating loans.
Right. Okay?
You're getting expertise, know-how, and you're getting somebody that cares.
Right. And somebody that's from here.
Absolutely. We know the market better than anybody else, I'd say.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can fill the whole application out online if they want.
Absolutely. That's our Blink link. Just tap in our our website. That's ALAHomemortgage.com, ALAHomemortgage.com. Matter of fact, we're working on making that even easier. That's a mouthful.
It is.
ALAHomemortgage.com. We're going to make it really easy. I'm just trying to find a name that isn't already taken.
BaronColeman.com.
Well, yeah, maybe your listeners could come up with something. You know, like call Kim. Go to callkim.com. Go to makeithappen.com.
Oh, I mean, just, we'll come up with something for you.
You see?
Yeah, you know who's good at that kind of stuff? Who's always thinking? Randall.
True.
Randall's all his wheels are always spinning.
True.
He's got more ideas than anybody I know. He'll come up with something.
Just something that you'll remember. Make it really easy because a lot.
But I'll hear it first. I'll buy it on GoDaddy and I'll charge you an exorbitant premium.
Well, you don't even have to go to GoDaddy to do that.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'll buy it and then I'll make you pay me an exorbitant.
Whatever. That means I'd have to pass it on to your listeners. So I don't think we'll do that.
We're not going to do that. I would never do that to a friend.
Not going to happen.
I do consider you a friend. I thank you for all you do for our listeners. The literally millions and millions and millions of dollars that will stay right here in our listeners' pockets because
Absolutely.
Of you. I can't thank you enough. I mean, that's tremendous. That provides a service.
Absolutely it does.
You know, some radio shows have to give away gift cards and you know, nights at hotels and vacation. We don't. We give you millions of dollars in money.
That's right.
I mean, millions and millions of dollars. All you got to do is listen.
Just follow your lead. Listen to what you say.
Call Kim Williams. 567-4223. Your NMLS number 1586368. You're an equal housing lender.
You got that right. Again, 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage. And we still offer business the old-fashioned way. Face-to-face.
Handshake.
And there is a difference.
There is a difference.
In mortgage lending.
When you sit down and handshake
and there is a
at Kim Williams' place lending. And drink her Coca-Colas. She got good Coca-Colas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Next Tuesday will be
Christmas.
Yeah.
We won't be here Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll be over the river and through the woods. Actually, we won't. We wake up at home on Christmas. But
we did
we'll have fun. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, Baron. I want to love you.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Hello, Mike here wishing you a Merry Christmas from Capital City Ace Hardware. This time of year is perfect for gathering and grilling. For a limited time, we have an incredible bundle sale on our large and extra large Big Green eggs, with over $300 savings on either size. Now is the time to buy a Big Green egg as a gift or keep it for yourself. This package deal is too good to miss out on. So come and see us over at Capital City Ace Hardware at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Guys, welcome back in the News and Views. Carolyn's here answering phones. If you want to call in at 272-9228, Jack Campbell's here as he is each and every day. I'm Barron. I'm here from 9 to noon.
Hello. We were discussing ailments at the break.
We were? I love discussing ailments. It's no better than that. All right, our number 272-9228. I'll get in the Christopher Steele stuff. In a little bit. Not quite yet. I do want to mention a couple of things real quickly, though. If I can find it. I got everything out of order today. You know, I put something in order, and I think that's the order I want to cover stuff in. And then as things go, you know, news changes right, and different things pop up, and you realize maybe I want to cover in a different order. How about this? I was going to do this towards the end of the show, but I just saw something on the financial wire that made me think of this. What's worse? Honestly, I want an honest assessment here. What's worse? Having one, being a state and killing one journalist, alleged journalist, one guy who writes for a propaganda newspaper on the other side of the world. You kill him, obviously talking about Khashoggi over at Saudi Arabia and Turkey and all that. So that's scenario one. You kill a journalist. Scenario two is you lock a million citizens who've done nothing wrong other than being the wrong religion into concentration camps and force them to provide apparel for Western sports companies without pay in internment camps. Here's the headline, and I'm comparing the two for a reason. Here's the headline. Investigation reveals U.S. sportswear company products made in sweatshop by re-educated Chinese Muslims. Clothes made by detained Chinese Muslims living in a mass detention camp have been traced to a U.S. sportswear company, according to the Associated Press, which tracked recent ongoing shipments from a privately owned, state-sponsored internment sweatshop. The Associated Press tracked ongoing shipments from one such factory, Hetian Taida Apparel, inside an internment camp to a sportswear company called Badger Sportswear, a leading supplier in Statesville, North Carolina. Badger's clothes are sold on college campuses and to sports teams across the country, although there's no way to tell where any particular shirt made in Xinjiang ends up. I did not make up the name of that city. Xinjiang is actually the name of the city.
Xinjiang sounds like a Bloody Mary mix.
That's Xinjiang. It's delicious. Oh. The shipments show how difficult it is to stop products made with forced labor from getting into the global supply chain, even though such imports are illegal in the U.S. Badger CEO John Anton said Sunday that the company would halt shipments while it investigates. That's the only thing they can do, by the way. I go back to my original question for a reason.
I know what your original question is.
My original question was, which is worse? Locking a million Chinese Muslims in an internment camp and forcing them to work for free to supply sportswear to college teams across the United States? Or killing one journalist who's trying to overthrow your government? which is worse.
So what you're saying is it more reasonable to hate China or hate Saudi Arabia?
The whole world had a collective global freakout over the death of this one journalist.
Yeah.
The whole world is continuing to ship jobs to China like it's their job. Like they can't get enough of it. Like it's going to get them a date on Saturday night.
Well, I'll just ship another factory to China. Will you go out with me then?
If I ship to China, if I ship two factories, well, can we do dinner? If I ship three factories, can you get naked? I mean, this is incredible.
I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use the obvious example from the early part of the 20th century in Europe.
But this is as close to that example as you can think of. Detaining someone because you don't like their religion, putting them in an internment camp and forcing them to work as slaves for free. A million of them, estimated. A million of them, estimated. Now, here's why I think,
I know.
Here's why I know the media and you are treating them differently. The globalist corporatist people who run this country, who run this world, the globalist corporatist enterprises are profiting handsomely off of China's efforts. They're being enriched by the fact that China produces free labor for Western companies. Yes, your Nikes, long, I wear Nike shirts. Nike, I think I probably have a Nike t-shirt on right now.
I do, don't I?
That's a swoosh. May have been made in North Korea in a prison labor camp. They make a hell of a shirt in North Korea. I really appreciate it. I try not to buy anything labeled made in China, specifically because it may have been made by slave labor. If there's a made in China and made in Malaysia and made in Vietnam right next to each other, I'll pick the Malaysian shirt. It's not communist. If it's made in China or made in Vietnam, I'll pick the made in Vietnam because it's not Chinese. And there's a less likelihood that it's made by slave labor. You can't tell. China has slave labor, active slaves, like we had in the United States in the 19th century. 13th Amendment, all that stuff, Civil War, you remember that? Sherman marched through Atlanta. You remember this, right?
Yeah.
This happened. This was a thing. We had slaves. They produced slave labor in the apparel industry. Oh, look at this. Chinese Muslims, slave labor, China. But why don't they care? Why does the world not care? Why does the world not care? The world doesn't care because the globalists who are making money off of this don't let you know about it through their media wing, their propaganda wing, which is Fox News, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, PBS, NPR, and the big multinational radio companies. You know, this is a locally owned radio company, so we can say whatever the hell we want. We don't have to answer globalists. But the big globalist radio companies, the big globalist television networks, they're all in cahoots. Can you imagine, just for a second, if the media treated this story honestly and they let you know there were internment camps a la Poland, 1943, set up in China that were making the clothes you wear? Honestly, I mean,
yeah, people would absolutely be.
They would be devastated. Themselves. They would. What do we do? How do we stop it? Let's go free these people. I mean, we launched a damn war over World War II, a global war. A million people locked up. If it was 12 million, would we care? If there were 6 million Jews behind that wall, would we care? No. Well, maybe.
Yeah, we would.
But the reason you don't know about it is because the globalists depend on that free slave labor to make a profit. They depend on it to make a profit. So you don't know about it. Here is what President Xi said at the 40th Reforms Anniversary event. Everybody showed up for the Chinese president. He didn't mention the fact that they had a million Muslim slaves. He didn't mention the fact that they had a million Muslim slaves. He didn't mention any of that.
He didn't say they were going to get more stimulus. He didn't say they were going to do any of the things everybody was expecting. Instead, he said things like... see if I can find it here. Oh, gosh. Where did it go? Huh. Oh, gosh. This is good radio. China may face unimaginable difficulties ahead. That's the president of China talking about the economic outlook. China may face unimaginable difficulties ahead. He says the party that has led China is on a soul-stirring journey. He says China has demonstrated the vitality of scientific socialism with indisputable facts. No one is in a position to dictate to the Chinese people what should or should not be done. And then he talks about swimming, likens the development of China to swimming midstream in a river or climbing halfway up a mountain. He says, there is no turning back. The road to reform and opening are becoming more steep, but we must go forward with conviction, commitment, and confidence. And then talked about a new form of international relations. There should be no bullying, and there should be respect for different development models. Who do you think he's talking to there that whole time? Anyone in particular? Do you think he's addressing any particular global figure when he's talking about this? No one, there should be no bullying, there should be no respect, and there should be respect for different development models. There is no turning back. No one is in a position to dictate to the Chinese people what should or should not be done.
Tell me about Trump.
Absolutely, he's talking about Trump.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely, he's talking about Trump. But I think it's interesting that he says China may face unimaginable difficulties ahead, that the party is on a soul-stirring journey, and that they're about to do some reforms. I think Trump is getting to the Chinaman. I really do. The president of China, President Xi, X-I, that would be Kai in Greek, right? I'm going to call him President Kai. Like Kai Rizdal on NPR. That would be President Kai, right? Isn't that how you spell Kai?
Well, Kai is an X. And
but an XI, isn't that Kai?
Well, X is Kai.
I'm looking this up. I know you can play XI in Scrabble as the word Kai. You like this song?
I love this song.
Hadn't heard it in a while, have you?
I have not. Why?
I don't know. I don't play it anymore.
You gonna put it on the list?
Maybe. We'll be back. They died the day you let me go. Caught up in a web of lies, but it was just too late to know. I thought it was you who would stand by my side. And now you've given me nothing but shattered dreams. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities. Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Montgomery Subaru. Black Friday might be over, but the holiday savings are just starting at Bailey Brothers Music Company. It does not matter if you're just starting out or you're the seasoned professional. They've got what you need. Squire Strat Packs, starting at $199, and Bass Packs for $299. Complete drum kits from Mapex for just $399. And if you're looking for something on the nicer side, even though you might be on the naughty list, come check out the River Region's largest selection from Gibson, Martin, Fender, Taylor, and more.
From the all-new Fender Player Series to the Gibson Custom Shop, they've got the guitar of your dreams. Located at 231 East Jefferson Street in downtown. Check them out on Facebook and on the web. And remember,
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are recovering some of yesterday's sell-off. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow. Market Watch says the Fed is likely to raise interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. Its message could be more important to Wall Street. Some economists are predicting the Fed could hint that it will skip a planned interest rate increase as soon as March. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell could hint at that tomorrow. Your options are running out for shipping online without paying extra. Yesterday was the deadline for FedEx ground and home delivery guaranteed by Christmas Eve. Today is the deadline for UPS's standard delivery. Amazon's free shipping deadline is today, and the Postal Service says Thursday is the deadline for priority and first-class mail. Kroger shares opened higher. The grocery store chain just started using self-driving delivery vehicles in Scottsdale, Arizona. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're batting 1,000 so far this week. Another great day today with lots of sunshine around. A very mild day with a high temperature up to about 64. Not bad in December. Tonight, partly cloudy. Not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, I think the high will be in the low 60s, but clouds will increase during the day. Chance of a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely. Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night and into early Friday before it ends, turns windy and much colder on Friday, first day of winter. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I waded through all the text messages during the break, Jay. I cut them down like elephant grass.
Moving forwards, using all my breath.
What is that supposed to mean?
Making love to
all the text messages that you got.
Yeah,
you're proud of yourself or
no? Of people telling me that the Greek letter is X, that's Chi, it's not XI. I went to the dictionary, Merriam-Webster.com. I looked up XI, noun, plural, XIS. Definition of XI, entry 1 of 2, the 14th letter of the Greek alphabet.
Okay.
So it is XI. So President Xi, henceforth on this program, shall be known as President Chi. That makes more sense to me, President Chi.
Okay.
And that's it. The show's over. And I don't have anything else to say. We've solved a major world problem. We figured out the president of China's actual name.
So, Ed Xides, X-I-D-E-S, who used to own the Elite Cafe.
Spell that last name again.
X-I-D-E-S.
Xides. Should be Kites.
Should be Kites.
That's right. He went by Xides?
I'm sure Sophie and Missy would appreciate know that we've changed their name. To Kites. Because they are Greek.
Well, then they should be. I bet it was Kaides back in the day.
It could be.
It's like, Gus over at Chris's Hot Dogs.
Uh-huh.
It goes by Katekis. Well, I looked at the name before I knew how to pronounce it. I said, your last name Katekis? He's like, well, I think technically that's right, but you can go by Katekis. Okay, well. Anyway.
Or as people in Montgomery say, Katechis.
Do they?
I think.
Well, look, I mean,
we said Elite Cafe instead of Elite. You guys,
we don't need to go through all the things Alabama says. The obvious example everybody goes to first is Arab.
Yeah.
And there's a reason everybody goes to that example. Man, I want a hot dog right now so bad I could kill somebody after saying that.
God, I love their hot dogs so much.
I want a special burger and a double hot dog.
Special burger, two patties.
Oh, yeah. Two patties with all the stuff on it.
Onions? You like onions on it?
You can't run me off by putting something on a hamburger. Now, there's nothing you can put on a hamburger that's going to make me
like
win.
Do you like sauerkraut on your hot dog?
Oh, yes, yes.
I do, too.
Yes. You know what? Sauerkraut's really good if you don't make your own. Making your own's the best. But if you don't make your own, you know what sauerkraut's really good? It's called Bubbles or Bubbly or something like that. It's good.
Bublé?
Nah, not Michael Bublé. You don't want him on your hot dog. So to speak.
Yeah, well.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency.
I'm the one that should be the judge of that, but...
Hold on, I gotta somehow do
this. You gotta regroup?
Yeah. Cornerstone Managing, I'm a professional, Jack. I can get
MGA.
Cornerstone MGA, 356-1502. 356-1502. I am just ecstatic that we're mere days away from their big announcement. When you guys hear this announcement, you'll be so happy. You guys will be so excited. Your voice will slip into falsetto. You'll start dancing around. You'll start lifting your legs up high. You'll start bouncing. You will be so excited.
You just can't hide it.
You can't hide it. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, big, big announcement coming up. CornerstoneMGA.com, 356-1502. It's an insurance agency, but they specialize in employee benefits. So if you are a manager or you are an owner of a business and you have not called them, shame on you. Shame on you. Call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. 356-1502 on the web, cornerstonemga.com. So, Jack, we could have cured cancer today. We didn't. But we did the next best thing. We solved the president of China's name, President Kai. President Kai. I'm going to say that in public somewhere, and someone's going to think I'm an idiot.
You know what doesn't help us on the food situation?
What?
It's we keep televisions on in the studio with the sound down.
Yeah. Did you see the Hardee's commercial a minute ago? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
I did. Whew.
I'm talking about these steak ads.
Oh, man. That was incredible. Where they're cutting them thin.
Oh, my God.
Juice is just pouring down the knife handle.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I don't eat breakfast most days. And so I don't eat anything until I get off the air at noon. Sometimes I'll get a bag of chips.
Intermittent fasting, they call it.
It's the best. It's the best.
It works.
Man, it works.
But you could eat your sleeve off your shirt by the time lunch rolls
in. Well, just by mentioning Gus's hot dogs, I wanted to cancel the show and go downtown.
Chris's hot dogs, but Gus works there.
Oh, whatever. You know what I mean. That's what happens. The brain is starved of glucose, Jack.
Yeah.
What? Did I say something?
No.
Okay.
Break. I'll tell you the break.
Oh, okay. Okay. Herman.
Baron.
How are you, Herman?
I'm great. Get a little work done. X-I is the 14th letter of the Greek alphabet pronounced Z-I.
No, it's Chi, isn't it?
No, it's Z-I is how it's pronounced. The 22nd letter of the Greek alphabet is X, pronounced Chi,
C-H-I. Right.
Oh, you're right.
Like Alpha Chi Omega.
Oh,
Chi
right.
Omega.
So X-I.
Sigma Chi.
How is X-I pronounced?
X-I, Z-I, Z-I.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. I'm looking at the Merriam-Webster. I was wrong. He's
yes,
President Zai.
Yes, yes, you were wrong.
What does Kai look like? I didn't have to pay people to be my friend in college.
It's an X.
Kai is
spelled C-H-I.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So X is different than X-I.
Right.
Correct.
So X-I is a letter of the Greek alphabet.
I know the whole Greek alphabet, if you'd like for me to say it.
No, I don't.
Okay, I didn't think
care
so.
To hear you say it.
All right, good day.
Is that true, though, everything he just said? I'm taking him at face value.
Yeah, that is true.
Greek alphabet. All right, I'm looking at the Greek alphabet right here. I don't see. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's totally different. My bad. All right. Well, Jersey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Jersey.
I think the word they mess up the most is Jordan.
What does that mean?
Lake Jordan.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, you talking about Alabamians?
Yeah.
Yeah, that messed me up, too, because when I moved to Auburn, I was not a football historian.
Uh-huh.
And I lived off a wire road, and to get there, you had to go down Shug Jordan Parkway. And I kept thinking, why the hell is everybody mispronouncing this word? Is this named after Michael Jordan? Who's this named after?
I think the old version of it was J-O-U-R-D-A-N, Jordan. And when it became American, they dropped the U, and it's Jordan. But I'm kin to some people from down in a family in Highland Home called Jordan without the U. It's J-R-D-A-N.
J-R-D-A-N?
No, J-O-R-D, Jordan, but they pronounce it Jordan, just like Shug did.
Shug Jordan, Lake Jordan. Now, my question is, was Lake Jordan before Shug Jordan, and then they changed it to Lake Jordan?
No, it's always been Lake Jordan.
Why?
I don't know.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
To someone from Tennessee or New Jersey, you would come down here and you wouldn't understand it.
No, we don't.
I don't.
I heard a story once that Shug Jordan's wife would say, I'm whatever her first name is, I'm Mary Jordan, wife of Shug Jordan.
Well, how about this? This is the one that messed me up. Lafayette.
Oh, Lafayette.
Lafayette, yeah, Lafayette.
Instead of Lafayette.
Instead of Lafayette. I mean, the guy's name was Lafayette. There's no doubt about it. There's in Indiana, there's Lafayette, there's West Lafayette. You come down here and it's Lafayette.
And in Louisiana, it's Lafayette.
Yeah, they say Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Well, they got no excuse down there. Those are weird people.
Hey, now.
Well, you know. Thanks for your call, Jersey. 272-9228 if you want to get in. James?
Hey, good morning, Baron.
Good morning, James. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Toting batteries around. Hey, y'all are giving us an education in culture this morning.
Well, we do our best. we'll talk about the finer points of after-dinner cocktails next.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, all right.
I'll can't go wrong with port wine.
Port wine, B&B, do you make up something?
Yeah. I always wondered how you pronounce that XI in that Chinese guy's name. But I thought about something that I was taught in school way back yonder.
Oh, boy.
That somebody can pronounce their name whichever way they want to.
No doubt about it.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I began to wonder if he knows something about English, and that's what he chooses to do.
Yeah, my name is spelled Baron. I could pronounce it Norab if I wanted to and make you say it backwards.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, which Jordan in Crenshaw County are you kin to?
I'm not sure. My great-grandfather's name Barnes, and the Barnes and the Kirkpatricks and the Jordans were all intertwined down
Barnes
there.
Barnes Road down there? Same people?
I don't know.
Huh.
Well, I'm a descendant of the Barnes that lived at the very end of Barnes Road.
You might be kinfolk.
Well, I don't know. My grandfather's name was James Barnes. He fought World War I.
Jack, I'm going to introduce you to your cousin, James.
It's really funny. My great-grandfather's name, Justice McDuffie Barnes, J-U-S-T-U-S. I don't know if he had brothers and sisters. I can't answer that. I can go look at the family Bible and find out.
Yeah, and my daughter's married to a Jordan down in Highland Home. His father's name is Richard Jordan. So anyway, he's the fire chief down there.
Does he go by Jordan or Jordan?
Jordan.
Okay.
Justice McDuffie Barnes had a number of children.
12.
Okay.
My grandmother was one of
them. Kana Jordan Barnes, Haleen Barnes, Lucy B. Dawson, Harry Barnes, Ethleen Barnes, Frank Barnes, John Potts Barnes.
Well, Ethleen Barnes was Ethleen Bell. She married a Bell.
Justice Rowden Barnes, Mary Cleveland Barnes. Gene
Barnes. We're getting in the highways.
And
now.
Lanny Lumpkin Barnes. This is the radio they tune in for. I got to run. Thanks.
How did you know all that? You looked that up real quick?
Yeah, I got a little ancestry account.
Yeah.
Pull all that stuff up.
Did Justice have any brothers and sisters?
I'd have to go back and find him. I don't know. He was born in Pentlala. I lived in Pentlala one time.
I know you did.
How about that? All right, guys, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 9 minutes to the top of the hour. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll take you after the break.
If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Wanna carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and add whole home Wi-Fi for $14.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelers, we make it. We really make it. And this Christmas, we have a Christmas special for only $100. No one can do this in the country. 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold, Tiffany-style diamond solitaire bezel necklace. Unbelievably beautiful. Everybody loves it. You cannot beat this. Come and see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Marguerite's Christmas special, $100. No one does this in the country. It's gorgeous. The women absolutely love it. Come see us. Thank you.
Merry Christmas from Sweet Creek Farms, your source for the perfect last-minute gifts. Fresh baked pies and cakes, jams and jellies, pecans, homemade candies and produce. Sweet Creek Farms has just what you need to keep Christmas happy and bright. Unique gifts and sweet treats will be a hit with your loved ones. Save 20% on gift cards now through Christmas Eve that can be used after Christmas. Whether you're looking for a last-minute hostess gift or a stocking stuffer, Sweet Creek Farms has what you need. 2 miles south of Montgomery on Highway 231.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Someone texted me Honorable, spelled Honorville. I bet every place has these little places they pronounce wrong, though. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. What a fantastic shop this is. Guys, Christmas season is here. This is when they shine. I recommend you go all year long. Go every now and then. Find anything in the world in there. This is when they really shine. This is the Christmas season. This is the time you want to get to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall on Coliseum Boulevard, just off the Atlanta Highway. 200 different vendors in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 200 different vendors, 60,000 square feet, 3 floors, everything you could ever imagine. Electronics, furniture, art. Antiques. It's incredible. It's just incredible what's available there. So go by there when you get a chance. While you're in there, I just thought of something. We were going to have a game where we had people send in pictures if they could find the thing we were looking for, but we never did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it was going to be like a scavenger hunt at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. But I forgot to
do it. Yeah, I remember that.
I forgot to do it. All right. Our number, get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Just get by it. You're going to love it. 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jimmy?
Good morning there, Constance. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'd like to get the last word in on the Greek alphabet.
All right, go ahead.
After having spent 2 years of formal education taking the Greek,
all right.
I know it's been abused by the mathematics departments and the physics departments of today, But the letter that looks like the X in the Greek alphabet is actually pronounced key, like K-E-Y.
Oh.
And it's, which most of the letters are mispronounced today, like we call the letter P or pi, P. And that's the correct way to pronounce it, just like our letter P. We say pi R squared, but it's P R squared.
Mm. You're not going to win that one, brother.
No, I mean, you can fight that fight. You can die on that hill. You can go to the felt with that one, but you're not going to win that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, well, man. It's pie. I got bad news for you.
Well, J.G. Machen, you can... I'm supposed to talk about... This is Cornet Greek speaking a long time ago that Homer and all the other guys wrote in. When they spoke the alphabet back in those days, it was pronounced key and P.
Okay. Well... I don't want to slice a pea.
Well, I know it don't sound that kosher.
Sounds terrible. PR squared. You get yourself a sexual harassment lawsuit, Sam. All right, man. See you.
All right. Take care.
272-9228. Wayne.
Mr. Barron.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if you will agree with this. Folks use a phrase wrongly, and it's not just around here.
Oh.
When they get set up with something and they say, I could care less.
Yeah, it's could not care less.
There you go. You haven't cared as little as you can.
Right. If you could care less, then you actually care more than you're indicating.
Exactly. I'm glad somebody else sees that.
Yeah, I hear it done correctly from time to time.
There you go.
Thanks for your call. Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, friend.
Yes, this Chinese situation with the re-education, it's not to mention what they have people reporting on each other, giving scores. It's beyond belief and extremely dangerous, and there's no damn attention being paid to it. So, Mr. Khashoggi ain't nothing compared to what's going on in this world. Mexico's got 130 journalists have been disappeared and been murdered in Mexico in the past, 2 years, so.
Do you have a comment, Mr. Red Top, on the Greek alphabet? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, I don't.
No, listen, Mexico's killing journalists.
No, yes.
You know who else killed journalists? The United States of America.
Sure.
You remember the journalist who said he was scared for his life? He was uncovering, I think it was Brennan or Clapper, is one of those, and he was uncovering a whole bunch of shady stuff, and he sent an email or a text message to his family, said, if I disappear, I've been murdered. And then he texted somebody else, said, I'm just about to break this huge story. And then his car self-drives at like 120 miles an hour into a tree?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It was just a few years ago.
That's right.
You think that guy wasn't murdered? He was murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Think of the guy who shot himself in the head and padlocked himself into a suitcase, and they declared it suicide.
There's something I do want you to do, though. Quickly on another subject, I know we're coming up on a break, but I want you to re-examine your character meter, because it appears that Jeff Sessions and Robert Mueller's are bad characters. I know you've been hoping otherwise, and maybe they weren't.
Well, I've been hoping, and I'm looking for specific evidence, and I got to go to a break. If you want to call back during 11 o'clock hour and give me the
absolute specific
evidence.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much, man.
Thanks. Not just the rhetoric, the evidence. I want the evidence. I want the filed documents. I want the words on paper. We'll be back.